Let's see if we could finish the perek. Perek Yud Aleph, Seif Ches, on page Samach Zayin, Eretz HaTorah. Rav Kook begins with a very familiar Maimon Chazal, that the Torah davki hi tavlin liyetzahar. Chazal tell us that the Torah is a tavlin liyetzahar. So when we were growing up, we heard the translation that was taught to us was that the Torah is like the antidote, is the cure of the Yetzer. That's what we heard growing up, that it's a cure. But of course that's not the meaning of tavlin. What is tavlin?
Spice.
There is a curative quality that every spice has when you're putting a spice in some dish, there's something that needs a tikkun in the dish, in the food, and that's why you're putting a spice in. If everything was perfect, then you wouldn't have to put any spice in. That's true. It does have some connotation of enhancing. But there's a difference between a cure and to enhance, curing and enhancing. I assume that the reason that something is spiced is not because it's horrible and you have to therefore submerge it in spices. There perhaps are some people who cook that way, and really in that case you're not eating the meichel, you're not eating the food, you're eating the spice. In that case, it's not a tavlin for the food. It's a way of trying to cover the food and to hide the food. The food might be so horrible, so it has to be submerged in ketchup or something. And then you're just having ketchup with a lump in it. But the true meaning of tavlin is when you have food that is good. And you like the food. And the food is the way it's supposed to be. And what's the tachlis of the tavlin? The tachlis of the tavlin is to be able to draw out some more of the koyach of the food, or to be able to draw out from the pnimius of the food that flavors the food. It enhances, it flavors the food. It's not the antidote or the cure, although in that respect it does cure. It upgrades, but it's not the same thing as a cure. Normally what a cure does is that there's a problem and the cure is supposed to eliminate the problem. That's not what a tavlin is for, to eliminate the food. The tavlin is to be able to bring out the better qualities and karchas of the food that sometimes you need to do something to the food to bring out. So when we were taught that when it says that there's the Yetzirah and there's only one cure or antidote to the Yetzirah, and that's the Torah, that the Torah is the tavlin of the Yetzirah, it was not accurate to translate it as an antidote or a cure. That's not what it means. So Torah davki hi tavlin liyetzar. So Rav Kook begins with this Maimon Chazal, where the tavlin, Chazal tells that the tavlin, the Torah is the tavlin for yetzar, the same way that the spice brings out, is misaking the food in such a way where it tastes good. So too, the Torah is a tavlin of the Yetzirah. So now what does that mean? So of course, the convenient way to explain this business of the Torah being a tavlin, the convenient way is always the simple way, and the simplistic way, and the shallow way, and the false way. Which is to say that if you learn Torah, then you're not going to have Yetzirah. And there are people in this room who could testify that that's not true. Doesn't Dafke? Doesn't mean that the Torah is the antidote of the Yetzirah, and if you learn Torah, that you're not going to have any Yetzirah. So much, much deeper than that. Certainly, by being preoccupied, you could take a person who's normally obsessed with all kinds of Yetzirahs, and he's let's say he's playing a basketball game, and he's involved in the basketball game, so he doesn't have his Yetzirah when he's playing the basketball game. So that's what it means. That's what Torah is. You should be busy learning, so you don't have a Yetzirah. You're busy playing basketball, you don't have a Yetzirah during the game either. You're busy playing the game. If you really get into Scrabble, that could help you also. So therefore we should do what? We should open up Kotlin for playing Scrabble? That would be an interesting thing. That's what we should do. So what does it mean, Torah is a Tavlon? It's not that it just eliminates or takes away. As you said, a Tavlon is a spice. And a spice enhances. It's misakein. V'lo yishum ha-saga ba'olam. V'lo yishum ha-goshes al-yaynes davka ha-tayim. And Rav Kook says that we should remember that there's nothing else in the world that's a tavlin for the Yetzirah. There's nothing that's a tavlin for the Yetzirah. There's no ha-saga, there's no other subject in the world that's a tavlin. To cause a person to have his mind preoccupied, to get occupied with something else, that anything could do that. Again, you could play ball, you could be working on any project, and b'shas ma'isa, you're busy. So you don't, which is a very important thing to keep people busy. It's a big problem with the Yetzirah when someone's not busy. Hashimum is mevil dechait. You know, boredom brings to sin. So. When Rav Kook says, "Lo yishum hasaga ba'olam," there's no other subject, no other concept, no other hasaga of understanding something, of thinking about something, is a tavlin for the Yetzer. It can distract you from the Yetzer. That's for sure. Anything can distract a person from the Yetzer. But a tavlin only deters a tavlin. And also any hagoshes al yoinus, any great and deep feelings and emotions, also could distract a person from his yetzer. But a tavlin for the yetzer is davka hatayr. So what does that mean? So he brings the Gemara, Barasi Yetzahara, and Barasi Leitara Tavlan. Hashem said, I created the Yetzahara, and I created the Torah Tavlan. Nothing else, as he just said. Barasi Yetzahara, and Barasi Leitara Tavlan. Again, the best way not to have a problem with the Yetzirah is to be as busy as possible. And I said just a few weeks ago that the Kuska said that he wants his Chassidim, he doesn't want that his Chassidim shouldn't, that they shouldn't have Yetzirah at this, and he wants that they should be so busy they don't have the time to do any Aveiros. They should be busy. When a person is not busy, so then the Yetzirah takes over his life. If a person is busy, so he's distracted from the Yetzirah. But that's not the meaning of Tavlin. That anything in the world can distract a person from his Yetzirah. Baras Yetzirah, Baras L'Torah Tavlin. Amnam, HaTorah Tzrich L'Espashet B'chol B'chinoseha. The Torah must be Mispashet, must be allowed to extend itself and to spread out. With all of its, with all of its karichas, in every way. In other words, the Torah as a tavlin might not work if for that person his learning is not giving him any chiyas, or he's not learning in, like we learned from the entire sefer, he's not learning an area of Torah that he's connecting to, or whatever else it might be. But when the Torah is living and breathing and expanding and reaching out to all different areas of life, so then it could become a tavlin for the Yetzirah. Then the light of Torah shines in all of our hasagas, in all of our thoughts, b'chinas, amidas, ruach hakodesh, v'gilui mechayetz b'zeh. The Torah extends into everything, it reaches into everything. And when that happens, when a person's Torah is not just in the Beis HaMedrash, it's not just in the Blat Gemara, it's not just on the Rashi. So then, uchshehein mi'irim b'or ha-Torah, when everything in the person's life, when all of his thoughts, when all of his emotions, when whatever he's studying, whatever he's working at, whatever it might be in life, when the Torah is misgala, when the koich of Torah is misgala, more and more and more, and it spreads its wings to reach every single part of a person's life, then it becomes a spice that enhances everything that the person does and everything the person thinks about. And even the Yetzirah is misala. Certainly it enhances and elevates everything that's positive, and everything that's good in the person's life is only elevated and enhanced by his limudat Torah. We're learning about this yesterday in the Mesillas Sharim Chabur. But even the Yetzirah is misala. He says, "Uchshehein mi'irim b'or ha-Torah," when a person's way of conducting himself in business is alpi Torah, the Torah extends itself beyond the Beis HaMedrash into how he does business, into the midas of how he acts with people, how he talks with people, etc., etc. And everything is illuminated with the light of Torah. Then misbarechasi ha-Torah ma'ayid, the Torah becomes very, the Torah is empowered. It's misbareches. It has more and more strength to conquer more territory in a person's life. The Yetzirah ba'atzma herlich misala. And ultimately, the Yetzirah itself can be misala, can have an aliyah. Miskadesh v'nepach l'tayva, like we're learning in Tanya. And that's what means to be a ben aliyah. Even though there are madregas, like we're learning in Tanya. But a ben aliyah is a person in whose life Torah brings about the nefesh l'kis, a life of Torah, learning Torah, brings about an aliyah to everything. Everything is elevated in the life of this person. That's what it means to be ben aliyah. When you are with a tzaddik, a true tzaddik, a true talmid chacham, a tzaddik, so every single thing that he does is elevated. It's misala, it's miskadesh, everything that he does. It's nepach l'toyva. Even the Yetzirah is nepach l'toyva, which of course is a very big theme in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, and the Tanya in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, that urge, that desire of the Yetzirah becomes an urge and a desire of toiv, and everything pours into elokus instead of the nefesh bahamas, all nefesh elokus. Everything is miskadesh and nepach l'toyva. And the prosecuting the koach of prosecution of destruction itself becomes the saneger, becomes the defending. The Yetzirah is a malach. The Yetzirah is the Satan, the Malach HaMavis, it's all the same thing. And the very same malach that was a katega, that was destructive, that was ruining you and bringing you down, that very same koach, the very same yetzer, desire. A yetzer means desire. When it's used for something bad, it's the yetzer hara. That very same koach of the yetzer is the katega, is atzmanas saneger. The katega itself becomes the saneger. So your yetzer instead of destroying your life, enhances your life. So the Torah is a spice that brings out the pnimius, the toif, the taste, the good taste in everything. The Torah brings out the good taste in everything. The Yetzirah has a good taste. What kind of a good taste is the Yetzirah? The Torah says, like the Gemara says, that if there wouldn't be a Yetzirah, if they would daven to take away the Yetzirah, if there wouldn't be the Anshik Nesek Dol, take away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. But there was also, so they wanted to do a complete job and take away the whole Yetzirah. But then there would be no children, there'd be no desire to learn Torah. We'd be left empty and dry. So the Yetzirah is itself not Be'etzim, it's not evil, it's not the devil or something. It needs to be spiced. It needs a tikkun. Again, it doesn't mean that it needs to be eliminated. That is the meaning of libi chol bekirbi. It's not talking about getting rid of it, because there was such a movement to see if it's possible to remove the Yetzirah. But if the Yetzirah were to be removed, then there would be no life. We wouldn't live. Or if there would be some sort of life, it would be a life without any hope, without any meaning, without any fulfillment, and so on. So, Barasi Yetzirah, and Baras Leterah Tavlin. Hashem Yisbarach created the Yetzirah, and he created the spice through which the Yetzirah could be Nepach L'Tayv. Makes no difference how much Shakespeare you read. It's never going to happen. And if Shakespeare's not your thing, then you can read something else that you feel is perhaps not as much with the Yetzirah as Shakespeare. So you could read Aquinas, or you could read Aristotle. Whatever it is, it's not a tavlin. It's not a tavlin. A tavlin is that the person becomes altogether a different person. That's only the Torah. That's what we're learning about before Shavuos. Rav Yosef said, "He love Hayom Kagorim Kam Yosef Ika B'Shulka." Rashi says, "Shlomadik Torah Benisrei Mamti." Shlomadik Torah Benisrei Mamti. I learned Torah Benisrei Mamti means that I became a different person. It doesn't just mean that I was inspired. You can see a nice painting, you're inspired. You read a good book. It inspires you, but doesn't make the mahus of a person a different mahus. It can't take the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah should be nepach l'tayva, because deep in the pnimius, the Yetzirah is not ra. Just like the Malach HaMavis l'shem shamayim niskavi, and like the Zohar Kodesh says, the whole mashal of what the Yetzirah is and the Satan, it's all in pnimius, it's all the Ratzon Hashem. So when a person learns Torah Lishma, and the Torah is not just on the block, on the pasuk, but it's mispashet to how he conducts himself in business, how he lives, where his whole life becomes Torah, then everything is misala, and even the Yetzirah is misala, and everything is miskadish from the Hebrach L'Torah. The person's desires are for Kedusha. His whole rutzen is for Kedusha. And that's what it means that the Kateger Atzmai Nasis Aneger or Bedova Shaloikin by Misrapim, by the very same thing that was beating you up is now healing you. Until now the Yetzirah was beating this person up and destroying his life. And the very same thing, Bedova Shaloikin by Misrapim by. You know where you see that in the Torah? If I go into this too much, it wouldn't be good to go into it because it's an arichas. In a few parishes, it's going to be this Indian. By what?
By the snake.
By the nachas. It's a meridic thing. In parishes chukas, so you have a homogeifer. Because everything was going wrong. Everything was like unraveling over there in the midbar. We were going through a rough time. And there's a metzias in the world, the nachash. The nachash is a metzias, hasarif, a nachash is a metzias of ra, of bed, of poison, of evil. And the nachash was, and there was a mageifa, and people were getting killed by these srafim, by these snakes, these serpents that were going and biting and killing. And the cure was, of course, the cure was the nachash anachayshis. The cure was to look at the nachash. It's a strange thing. Here you have thousands of people. They're having all kinds of sorrows from the nachashim. This one's climbing over here. This one's wrapping itself around his neck. He's looking the whole time at the nachash. And Moshe says, "You know what you need, Eden? You know what will help you? Look at a nachash." It's a strange thing. And Moshe Rabbeinu has over there the nachash. And whoever looks at it, that's exactly what it means. The dovish likened by misrapin. The same thing that was killing you is now healing you. What's the pshat? I mean, what's the pshat? It's a very big union. And look what they tell you. There's a very, very important piece from the Alter Rebbe. Bechlal talks about ra. You know, There are times in life that a person needs a big Yeshua, and the Yeshua could be staring him in the face, and he's looking everywhere else for the Yeshua, and the Yeshua itself is hidden in the tzara. Eis tzara hi liyakov umimena yivasheya, umimena yivasheya. So it turns out that the Yeshua was by looking at the snake. But there, the Tanya talks about look at the Torah is also. You see, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Melchama of Amalek, the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, "Chiyodav Shemayisha Eisus Melchama, Shayvus Melchama." The hands of Moshe Rabbeinu make war. We can win the war. We can lose the war. Elo what? So the Mishnah says that when we look to Shemayim. So when a person is able to look at Ra. And to see something that's higher than the Ra, where the Ra comes from. And he's able to rise, to ascend to the Shurish of Ra, which is Taif Ma'id, which is Elokus. So then, all of the Kayach of the Ra is on its own, it's Mizbatl. It's nothing. So everybody's going crazy from these snakes, and they're trying to pull them off, and they're getting killed, and it's terrible. It's biting and killing. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, look over here, look at the snake. You have to see them, look at the Torah. Look at the snake. And when you look at the snake, so then you look up by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the tzaddik. The same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to Paro. So they weren't so impressed then, right? So he made the stick into a snake, and all this. What's going on over here with the snake? It's when it's in the hands of the tzaddik. Mata, the mata of Moshe Rabbeinu, the word mata is from the word of lintois, a netiya, an inclination, to cause something to move in a certain direction. That's what it means. Lintois, mata. The snake, when it's in the hand of the tzaddik, then the tzaddik turns that snake into his galus of elokus. By another person, the snake kills. Le'an nachash meimus, le'an arud meimus. The chait is meimus. And the tzaddik has the korech to be mata everything l'toiv. To be mahapich everything l'toiv. It's the korech of the tzaddik, is to change everything, to bring out the toiv, to spice everything. And to bring out the toiv in everything. Therefore, when the tzaddik holds the snake in his hand, then it becomes a mata. Because the tzaddik is in control of everything. Whether it's noita, yomin, or small, whether it's noita, l'toiv, or l'ra, that's the in of the mata. And the tzaddik is in control. And therefore, by the tzaddik, the snake is not maimus. The snake doesn't cause death. What happened in the Midbar was that the Dovish Shalaikim by Misrapin, and you know the American Medical Association, right? They use the Nachash, they use the snake as a simen of refuah. People would think about that, they'd be pretty spooked out. Which many times doctors actually poison their patients and kill their patients. But in better situations, it's a simen of refuah. Where? Because in the Bible, because Moshe Rabbeinu had the Nachash on the Chayshas. So later on, they're going to make that into an Avodah Zarah, so it had to be Nignas. It had to be taken away, because they were going to make it into an Avodah Zarah. But the Koyach of the Tzaddik is to help a person to come to a place where everything is Elokus. Hakol bar lechvaydei. There's nothing that's outside the tchum of Torah. There's nothing that's not elokus. Therefore, the point that Moshe Rabbeinu from the Torah is saying is, it's not that you have to run away from the snake. You have to come to a place that's higher than the snake. Stop running away. It's the same thing when it comes to all of the technology, bizmanenu, that I've spoken about this to the point that everybody's nauseous from it. But the whole thing of the technology, so those that are saying everything you have to do is to run away, for sure you have to do what you can to protect the children, protect ourselves, whatever it is. But a person has to go to a higher place. The whole thing is bizyonis for Klai Yisrael. All of these things are bizyonis for Klai Yisrael. Because if we would be, they're hominid people, if we would be elevated people and we would go to a place that's higher than the Nachash, then we would learn that the computer is not what kills a person, it's the chait that kills a person. You don't have to go to that bad site on the computer. Why are you going to that bad place on the computer? It's not the... So the computers are the Rishayim. It's not the Nachash that's maimus, it's the chait that's maimus. If a person is able to go to a place that's higher, then he doesn't have to worry anymore, because then Rav Kook says is that b'davar shaloikim, but Chazal say b'davar shaloikim by misrapim by. I'm not suggesting that computers be, you know, everybody about how using computers in the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know that people are doing that, and I know there's a lot of unbelievable good things. I mean, the whole Eitzah Chachma, what they're doing, and to bring Torah to people and all of these things with a computer. There isn't any like that, and to help kids or people that couldn't learn and using the technology, they're able to learn. But you see in that a little bit of a Dovish Aleichen by Misrapim by. The problem is that since we're not B'nai Aliyah, we're not real B'nai Aliyah, the instrument is, the union is so dangerous that we have to run away. And you have to have all kinds of things, nasifas and kinusim and all kinds of warnings and all kinds of filters, which is a bit avid. And everybody has to be careful to use all of these things to help. But we also have to remember, this is what always bothers me about all of these speeches. And all, we have to remember that the fact that we have to be doing this is all a big bizarre for Klal Yisrael. It's a big bizarre for Klal Yisrael. I spoke about this a few weeks ago. You understand what I mean by that? It's a big bizarre? I think you understand. Why is it a bizarre? Isn't it a beautiful thing that thousands of Jews gathered together like they did last year in City Field, that they gathered together, and Hashem Elokim, and we have to fight against all of these and these things, and to have filters put in? Of course you have to. But what I'm saying is, and I said then, and I was criticized a lot for this in certain circles, but I say the same thing now. They didn't understand what I was saying, but I'm saying the same thing. That, of course, that's a bedevit. It's a bizyoinus. Is this the tzur of Klal Yisrael? This is the tzur of Klal Yisrael. This is the tzur of Klal Yisrael, that we can't control ourselves. This is what. This is how the Baruch Shalom made us. He had to speak this at Har Sinai. That they're showing that, you know, that we had such a big kinus since Har Sinai. So we have that. We have to make a kinus to come together, and they're now made new ones to, you know, to be mechazik the which. Asking. I'm not arguing with that. But you have to know that it's a big design for Klal Yisrael. That all of these things shouldn't make us happy. We should be ashamed and embarrassed. We should be ashamed and embarrassed that we have to have filters on computers. You have to have a filter on the computer, but it's a bush and a cherpa. You're not a Ben Aliyah. You're not able to look at the snake and to go someplace higher than the snake. You look at the snake and he poisons you. You know what a bush that is? It's a big bush. That we're not in control, that we have to have these things. It makes me feel bad. You see Yidden with beers and payers, and they're showing the newspaper that they're putting in the filter, and they have these tzaddikim that are volunteering to put in filters, and it's such a gewaldige thing. Again, it has to be done. But is this the tzur of Klal Yisrael? Is this the tzur? Is this how it's supposed to look? That was so brittle that we can't control ourselves. That you put a thing in front of a guy, and he's going to go crazy and go mishigah. So you can only have him. So they have a special kiosk, a special place, an office where you can't have any computers in the house. You can't have any computers anywhere. You can have only in the kiosk, in this place, in this office. And whoever needs to do for work to come to use the computer there, it's a tikkun gadol. And the tzaddikim that masakin such a thing are. That they're helping out thousands and thousands of men, but isn't it a busha and a cherpa? And Pnimi, it's not a busha. It's not a busha. If you had a son that's learning Torah, and he's not going to go to yeshiva anymore, he said, why don't you go to yeshiva? Because the yeshiva is three blocks away. So why don't you go to yeshiva? Because I'm afraid that if I walk to yeshiva, that I'm going to give in to the Yetzirah that's on the street. Sometimes you have to do that, and you have to stay away. But it's not a busha and a cherpa. It's not a busha that a guy can't walk to yeshiva without not looking at something. It's not a busha. Of course it's a busha. It's important to talk about this, because because even though we're not holding by these madregas, and we're not b'nei aliyah, but we have to know what a Jew is supposed to be. A Jew is not supposed to be somebody that is taken by teva, is taken by a nachash, and the nachash makes a joke from him, makes a joke out of a person, that any machine, any iPod, what's it going to make from a person? And you see these parents that they're so nervous. What's with the kids? And they can't have any machines. They can't have any machines. And then in the meantime, the father walks around. He's got every packet a different machine. And what about you? So he's worried that the children are not capable of dealing with these things, and you're capable of dealing with it. It's a bush and a cherpa that we're not. So all of these things are b'deavad. In Pnimius, that's what Rav Kook is talking about. Everything is miskadosh v'nebrach l'tayva. If the Torah would be misrachev, if the Torah would be mispashe to every part of our lives, then it would come to that part of our lives that's called the internet. And then it would be that every time that the word internet is used, then you don't have to have all the men in the room with their ears going red. When they hear the word internet, the ears start to get red. Don't look. The ears start to get red when you say the word internet. Because only they know what that means in their lives. It doesn't just mean business. I'm not saying chas shalom. But the Marshall. The ears get red when you say the word internet. Well, why do the ears have to get red? I think the Gemara is not sure. That's what it means that Tzur of a Jew, to be such a weak person, that wherever he goes, that see that people talk about how they consider it to be a big mile in Eretz Yisrael, that they can make neighborhoods that are free of non-religious Jews. That they could advertise and say that we are, I don't want to use the German word for that. You know what I'm talking about. But it's empty of chilonim. Just like there were our enemies that wanted to have places that were empty of Jews. So they make we could have a neighborhood, our neighborhood, we don't have to worry. Nobody in our neighborhood has a television. No, no. No one in our neighborhood has even a Yetzer Hara. Come to our neighborhood, come to whatever it is, Beitar Elite, or to what's the place they met over there? Kiryat Sefer. Come to the neighborhood, our neighborhood, there's no Yetzer Hara. He asked the wives over there, but the husbands have no Yetzer Hara. You have to make a neighborhood where there can't be anybody that's not from. Why? Because there's somebody that's not from in my neighborhood, who knows what that could do to my children? Who knows what that could do to my children? In the meantime, it happens that when I meet Jews from out of town that grew up, like in Tulsa or in Kansas City, they're like the most Ehrlich people that I know. It's funny, isn't it? Maybe it's just me that notices that. Maybe I'm altogether wrong about it. I don't know. Jews that I know from out of town, they seem to me to be the healthiest, most Ehrlich people. Again, I don't know what goes on in this person's life, that person's life, but just talk to them, man. Seems to be like a lot of the stuff that goes on here. And here we do so much to make sure that we don't have to see anybody that's not from. It's such a bizarre. That's the tzur of Klal Yisrael. They make the chilonim, the people that are not from, and became a sign of Jews, enemies, one with the other. Jews can't live with each other. If we would be who we'd have to be, we would be a tavlin for these Jews. You understand what I mean? We'd be a tavlin for the chilonim. We'd be a tavlin, a spice, to bring out the good in them. If we would be who we have to be, just like Chazal say that the Baruch Shalom put Avraham Avinu like a delicious spice, right? He put him in the world, and then everybody started to get frum. Everybody started to believe in God. What do you think, Avraham Avinu was going over there conducting seminars or something? What was he turning the whole world around? So Chazal say like a farsim, like a delicious smelling spice. You put the tzaddik. That's what means Lech Lecha. The Meshech Chochma says, "Allah says, I reckon, I will show you. Just put you there. Just put the tzaddik in that place, and everybody starts to change. Everybody starts to change. Rav Moshe Feinstein was able to live on the Lower East Side, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he would come back from Shul Shabbos, he would go sit down for a few minutes. He would say good Shabbos to all the Yiddishists over there, the Zionists and the Socialists. They were sitting playing chess. And Rav Moshe was able to talk to them. And you know what? Whether they became from, they didn't become from, they felt it was Shabbos. They felt better Jews. If a person is really a Ben Torah, Be'emes a Ben Torah, it's like it says by Avraham Avinu, it's like in a fastman, you put him in a place, and the place starts to smell good. What about the Chilonim? The Chilonim Kilu, they're like, God forbid, they're arch enemies of Klal Yisrael. Where somebody had to say in his interview, says this Haredi guy was interviewed, and he said, "I'm not saying that the Chilonim want us all to die. I didn't say that, but he had to explain because he was saying such strong words about how they hate us, they hate us, they hate us. But I'm not saying that they want us to all die. Oh, Shkayach, the Chilonim don't want us to. I got news for you, Mr. Haredi. The Chilonim are the ones who are going to fight that you should be able to live. They don't want us to die." They're dying, so you should be able to learn Torah. The whole thing is so crazy. Elamai, he has problems, this guy. The Chilonim and the Chanami has problems. A lot of them that they don't understand, that they're angry, and if you would smell better, this guy, this Chilonim would be better too. Why don't you try smelling better? I don't mean with deodorant, you understand? Why don't you try smelling better? Why don't you try that? The Baba Rebbe Schussi Elenu, you know, he didn't say bad things ever about people. He never had. He didn't talk about this group or that group. The Baba Rebbe never said. But wherever he went, Jews became better. When he walked into a room, people did tshuva. You know why? Because he smelled good. He had a good smell. He's a tavlin. The Torah is a tavlin. Nothing else can do that. Only Torah. If we would be, if we would be people of Torah, it would be a tavlin. I'm not saying it would work overnight, and I'm not saying it's so easy. But these people who you think are the enemies of Yiddishkeit, the enemies of Torah, they would be big shomer mitzvahs. They would keep Yiddishkeit. They would be big shomer mitzvahs. These people, they wouldn't be enemies of Yiddishkeit. Again, I'm saying a klal. There are people who are Amos apikars. I mean, there's such a thing. I'm not saying there's such a thing as apikars. But mostly they're not apikars. They're Bali Taiva like us. They just didn't learn. They don't know. And they have a lot of other reasons and explanations why they're upset. A lot of it has to do with the army and with work and all that other stuff. They're angry. They're upset. They're not Rishayim. They're not Sinim. They're not Sin Yisrael. They're not, certainly not Nazis and SS like they... Someone told me so in the Mikveh in Beit Shemesh that it said on the Chilonim, it says the SS Gestapo. They say on Jews, Gestapo. Any Jew that ever saw the Gestapo doesn't say on other Jews, Gestapo. The Torah says it's much easier to scream and to yell and to patch and to clap instead of making yourself better. And if you make yourself better, you'll be a tavlin, and anybody who meets you, you go to work, you have Jews there, you be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, the way that you talk, the way that you act. When the Torah is mispashit into everything in your life, it becomes a tavlin. It not only spices your life, it not only enhances your flavor, it brings out the good taste in every Jew. And even Lahavdil, even in Goyim. It brings out good. Torah is the only thing that could do that. But instead of the Torah being the emes, instead of becoming Chafetz Chaim and Rav Moshe Feinstein's, so it's much easier to scream and to yell and to say you can't look at the Nachash in the face, to go higher than the Nachash. This is such a big Torah that you know you're not allowed. If you say then right away it means you're not Fninzer, you know, it means you're already against Torah. When you talk about the Koich of Torah and what Torah can accomplish and what Torah could bring out in people, and you believe that Torah has such Koiches, Torah has these Koiches. If we would the emes live this way, and Torah is bedavar shelo yikin by misrapim, the katega atzmei nasa senega. What you consider to be the biggest enemies of Yiddishkeit would be the biggest friends of Yiddishkeit. Would be the biggest shomer mitzvahs. If we would give them the Torah that's just tavlin. And there are many Jews that are doing that, Baruch Hashem. There are many Jews that are doing that. And you know, when you talk to the people that are Isaac with other Yidden, and they're a tavlin for other Yidden, they'll tell you that they like them. They're nice people. They're good people, huh? They're good people. They're looking for a little bit of spice in life. But the spice that we're talking about, they're looking for some spice, for some tavlin. Sure, they scream, they yell, they say all kinds of bad things, and they're doing all kinds of avarice. But they're Yidden. So if you learned a little bit Kedushas Levi, so how do you say a little bit? If you once learned the Kedushas Levi, Naim al-Nach, how do you say in a Jew that he's a Nazi? If you learned once the Kedushas Levi, how do you say things like this? How do you think things like this about other Jews? Because he's taking away your money from the... He's not paying you what he used to pay you. Who told him he has to pay you anything? So that because he's not giving you the money that you thought you were going to get, so therefore he became a Nazi. The whole thing is so sick. But if you learned once in your life a Kedushas Levi, so you see that a Yid, how can you say such a thing? Every Yid gives Nachas Ruach to the very island. Every Yid gives Nachas Ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And every Yid, but Elohat, so you're saying that the truth is that we don't see this on that person. So why don't you help the person? So Adarabba. If we would have once had, I don't even know if these things can be on the tape, and I don't know what's going to. But if we would once have a kinus of 40,000 Jews to say shkoyach. I know it sounds like apikoros. Say shkoyach to the secular government, which there are many many big problems with the secular government. And the whole Indian of having a government. But we're all able to, we've been able to learn Torah for many, many years just because you've been paying for it. So maybe if there'd be a kinus of 40,000 people first to say, Shkoyach Rabbeisa, and then to make an afterwards to make a kinus. You know, we're really upset about some of the things that are going on. Maybe the people would be able to hear. But you never say Shkoyach. You never said thank you.
The people who arrange this will get death threats.
Of course. They won't get death threats. They'll be killed. Say Shkoyach. One time say Shkoyach. Who told them that they have to pay for your learning? Say Shkoyach. Say thank you. Say thank you. The Chazon Ish was able to speak about I don't want to say it was far from a tzaddik, but he was able to say about the prime minister. He was able to say kind words about him, despite all the harsh words that he said about him as well. But that person was able to. That person gave Bnei Torah the opportunity to learn. There was no place else in the world where they could do such a thing to get scale. That's why then you heard there were some Rishivas that were saying they were so angry about what's happening. We should get up and we should leave Eretz Yisrael. So I think like, what do you mean by that? Are you going to go? Why don't you go to Sweden? Someone's going to pay for you. What are they going to pay for your apartment? And they're going to give you money to sit and learn a kailo in Sweden? They were making a threat to the government. We're going to leave. The government say, "Gesundheit, bye bye." That only means we have 200 million more shekels to spend on our kids. What are they thinking? We're going to leave. We're going to leave Eretz Yisrael. You got a better deal somewhere else going on? Someone's making an offer? In Zimbabwe, they're offering the Bnei Torah to come. We're going to open up Kailun for you over there in Africa. You're going to come learn. We welcome you. We're going to pay for you. You're not going to have to work. But they gave them. So say once a shkai or something. Thank you. You're honest. You never hear kinus, that there should be a kinus to say thank you. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for saving our lives. Nothing. That's why it doesn't. Then when you're angry, it doesn't work. Because certainly there are legitimate tainus against what's going on. Of course, the legitimate tainus, and of course there are people that are sunny hadat and so on. But who's listening? It's been already so many years of when people are taking and taking and taking, and they don't say thank you. You don't have a cheshit to hear for what they have to say. And all of that's wrapped into all of the emotions of parents who send their kids, and their kids get killed in the war. And then they look out their window and they see some yeshiva bacha, you know, their son's age that looks like their son, walking around while they're coming back from the levaya. So I'm not saying how, what, but the mitzvah is, you have to understand that this is, people have emotions, people have feelings. Not a yeshakayach. Tainus and trius and all kinds of things. And Afganot. And the Torah is tavlin. The Torah is the most wonderful spice. So why hasn't it worked? It means there's something missing in us. And the Rebbe Soloveitchik said that all the time. It's nothing new. You could dress it up in as religious a way as if you'd like me to. I can make this all my mekaymus and make it look very, very religious. That if we're not being us, like the Chofetz Chaim said, that if over here in Radin, if we're not learning and if we're not careful with Torah mitzvahs in Radin, so then you're going to have the Jew in Paris. He's Michal Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim said that. How the Chofetz Chaim didn't make a Havganah against the Jew in Paris? Chofetz Chaim told the guys in Yeshiva, if we would be who we have to be, then the Jew in Paris and in Moscow would be who he has to be. Because we'd be the tavlin, the spice like Avraham Avinu would, it would spread. It would seep into everything. And Yidden would want to be better. But instead we'll make more neighborhoods and we'll put up sign that says, this is an area that's a chilani free area. Don't worry, your children are protected. No one here is ever going to see somebody that's Mechal Shabbos. You see from here all the godless that comes out.
The kid goes up there next door.
Yeah, in the neighborhood. Yeah. Well, in their own homes. The younger kid has to see the older kid being Mechal Shabbos. Yeah, and it's interesting because I don't know if that's by the Jews in St. Louis and in Shtatlach Anshe Beisai Tabas Rabbisach Beisai Shalad. You try to do everything you can to protect your kids from seeing Chol Shabbos and the kids' older brothers in Mechal Shabbos. There are such things, you know. You did everything you could that your son should, your kid should never ever see a Fraya Yid. Should never see a person who's Mechal Shabbos and his older brother is the biggest Mechal Shabbos. And then what? So whose fault is it? It's a problem because in America we don't have so many people we could blame. It's a problem. And that's just so. You could always blame the government, you could blame the Chilonim. Who do you blame over here? Well, the husband blames his wife. But outside of the home, who are you supposed to blame? The government? I mean, none of us like Obama, but he doesn't have anything to do with us going off the derech, you know what I mean? How could they cock? They're not going off the derech because of Obama. I mean, they have tinyness about the economy and about a lot of other stuff, but no one's going, no one's speaking Lashon Hara because, no one's Michal Shabbos and eating tarfas because of Obama. But I'm sure they would like to say that. Somebody must be saying that somewhere. That's the underlying cause of our problems with Yiddish guys.
Didn't bring all the money from it.
Yeah.
That's where the markets are.
Yeah. Yeah, for Keth, in Chutz Laaretz, anybody that gives a dime to the yeshivas, they're all Karim Stachava. Where every single Russian, every single maneuver, and every single guy could go into the neighborhood, and everybody's going there to be Karim Stachava. That you have in Chutz Laaretz. Shkoyach, 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 shkoyach. Thank you, shkoyach, shkoyach. Thank you. You helped us build our yeshiva. Shkoyach, we'll take pictures and put them in the Jewish press with you. Shkoyach. Every politician walks into our neighborhoods, into the from neighborhoods, and the Karim Stach, everybody, they bring him gifts and they're thanking him and making pictures with him. And you see, everybody wants to get in the picture. To say what? To do the right thing, to say thank you. You should say thank you. If somebody helps you, you say thank you. And that's just all it's worth. Shkoyach. One Shkoyach. Just say thank you once. Shkoyach. A tavlin. That's what's missing. And if it would be the way it's supposed to be, it would be bedavish aloiken by misrapen by. Torah has an unbelievable kayach that in the end, no Jew, b'emes, no Jew in the world can withstand the Koyach of Torah. No Jew in the world. If Torah is let loose and unleashed on a person, you could take a person his whole life is Mechal Shabbos. You sit and you learn with him for 2 hours of Blat Gemara, and he gets all excited and he becomes a Baal Teshuva. There's no Jew in the world that would be able to stand up against the Koyach of Torah if he's exposed to it. And the Masikas, the Nimas of Torah, and the truth of Torah, no Jew in the world would be able to resist. The Tavlin of Torah. No Jew would be able to fight against it. They would all be totally conquered, smitten by Torah. And by those who are supposed to represent Torah. By B'nai Torah. And there are many, many wonderful Yidden that are doing that. But that's a big challenge. It's much harder. It's much easier to say that's a snake. The snake is poison. You got to kill the snake. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. The dovish aloikin by misrapim by. You have to look higher. This is also from the Bar Yaakov. You have to look higher. And it's amazing if you look higher, then the katega is nasa sanega. You could change. The Ra into Tov, you can change the Yetzirah into this Hapach, is Miskadish Ven Hapach La Tov, like Rav Kook says. What is that from?
You see, this week's Parsha, the Pesach changed. The Tumah, Hameis, the biggest Tumah of the Tumahs, brought their desire, Loman Yigora. We want to have that Pesach. Hashem gave the Halacha, but some Sefer, in their name.
It brings down. It brought down new Torah into the world. Such a rotzen brings down the Torah and the mishpas of Torah. That's what it means that Torah is mispashe. That's what Kook is talking about. The Torah is mispashe. When we're doing things the right way, the Torah is such a karech mispashe and is able to take over everything. The malach hamavos, everything is wiped away. Everything is taken away. If we do the right thing, Be'ez Hashem. Now, Hashem's work should help us. We should be zeichah for the time that all Rashi be napach l'tayv, and we should be zeichah mitzvah Hashem to see the time that all Yidden come back to Hashem's work, come back to each other by the Gula Shavu Amita, before the Gula Shavu Amita.